For all the talk about how the European debt crisis is affecting the global economy, it can be hard to see how it affects daily life. But we have a story for you now about a cheesemonger in New York City who is following the news in Europe very closely because his Christmas bonus is riding on it. David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team reports.
At Murray's Cheese Shop in Manhattan, the entire continent of Europe is represented. Represented in cheese.
We've got, gosh, like 250 different cheeses at least.
This is Aaron Foster, the cheese buyer here. We stand at the cheese counter and play a game. I name a troubled country. He names a cheese.
So do you have cheese from Portugal?
Yes. Amontillado.
Ireland.
Ireland, we have Cashel Blue.
Greece.
Greece, we have Manori, we have Halloumi, we have Feta.
Spain.
Manchego.
Italy.
Italy, we have Parmigiano Reggiano. A lot of it.
Cheese from different countries, all sharing a common currency, the euro. He's not kidding about lots of Parmesan. In a back room, we pass a huge stack of Parmesan wheels.
That's a pallet of Parmesan?
That's a pallet of Parmesan. Taller than me, actually. How many pounds? So
4 wide and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
2,500 pounds, give or take.
Over 1 ton of cheese.
That's just one pallet. It's early in the day.
When you read about how the U.S. imports $2 trillion worth of stuff in a year, maybe you think of cars from Japan or computers from China. Add to that cheese. Something like 60% of the cheese in this store comes from Europe. Aaron's paycheck is going to depend on how cheaply he can buy that cheese.
I don't think of myself as an importer, but that's absolutely what I do day in, day out. It's not on my business card, but I'm an importer.
Another thing his business card does not say, Aaron trades in the global currency markets. When Aaron buys cheese from Europe, he does not pay for it in dollars. No, no, he has to pay in euros.
It's funny to think of buying money, but we have an accountant who will call up the bank and say, hey, I need this many euros. What kind of exchange rate can you give me? And the bank will sort of look around and see what they can do.
For an example, Aaron took me down to the cheese cave underneath the store. Yes, there's a cheese cave under Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village, New York. On the shelf, he pointed to wheels of Osso Arradi cheese from France. To get those, he explains, he's got to pay the cheese maker in euros. Then he's got to pay someone to drive the cheese from southern France to the port, also in euros. He's got a whole fancy spreadsheet. And in normal times, the exchange rate from dollars to euros is pretty steady. But these days, because of the debt crisis over there, the exchange rate is jumping all over the place. And this is how the European debt crisis affects Aaron. The cheaper he can buy the cheese, the bigger a bonus he gets. Basically, when things get worse in Europe, the euro drops in value, the cheese gets cheaper, and his bonus gets bigger. Things got really weird for him the other week when it looked like Greece was going to have a nationwide referendum on whether to accept the latest bailout terms.
The Greek prime minister said, I'm going to put it up to a vote. And the euro started to tank immediately. And I'm like, yes, this is great. And then I realized that these strangers half a world away could be determining my margins and my bonus, the Greek man on the street. And at first I was thinking, no, that couldn't be the case. It must not make that big of a difference. But 5 or 10 cents on the exchange rate makes a huge difference, thousands and thousands of dollars difference in cost.
A good bonus would help him pay off his student loans. But Aaron says he is actually hoping Europe can sort things out. He's got a friend in Greece, and he does have this other financial incentive. If the euro mess gets worse, it could drag us and the rest of the world into another recession, which would not be good for cheese sales. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.